This is a short form of service for Palm Sunday. You may have an old Palm Sunday cross still at home, which you may wish to have with you for this service, or you may need to use your imagination as you think of what the Palm Cross would normally look like. Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Behold, your king comes to you, O Zion, meek and lowly, sitting upon an ass. Ride on in the cause of truth and for the sake of justice. Your throne is the throne of God. It endures forever. And the sceptre of your kingdom is a righteous sceptre. You have loved righteousness and hated evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, during Lent we have been preparing by works of love and self-sacrifice for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. Today we come together to begin this solemn celebration in union with the Church throughout the world. Christ enters his own city to complete his work as our Saviour, to suffer, to die, and to rise again. Let us go with him in faith and love, so that, united with him in his sufferings, we may share his risen life. God our Saviour, whose Son Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let our palm crosses be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. Ride on, ride on in majesty. Hark all the tribes Hosanna cry. Thy humble beast pursues his road, with palms and scattered garments strode. Ride on, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp ride on to die. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O God, thy power and reign. And so we confess our sins. We confess to you our selfishness and lack of love, Father. Fill us with your Spirit. Kyrie eleison. We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christe eleison. We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust. Fill us with your Spirit. Kyrie eleison. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. The Collect for Palm Sunday. True and humble King, hailed by the crowd as Messiah, grant us the faith to know and love you, that we may be found beside you on the way of the cross, which is the path of glory. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And so we stand as we listen to the Palm Sunday Gospel. A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 to 11. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says to you anything, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfil what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you humbled and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. And so we're reminded of the Church's faith. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to his grace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And although I'm not able to be physically present with you, to all who are listening to this service, I do pray that God's peace may be with you. And so let us pray. We pray this day for all who are suffering throughout the world from the effect of the global virus. We pray for the repose of the souls of those who have died, those who have lost loved ones, all who are in hospital or suffering at home. We pray for those who find isolation mentally and emotionally disturbing. We pray for ourselves that we may have strength and inner discipline. We give thanks for all our health workers, for our pharmacists, for all involved in any way in our food chain, and for those who put their own lives at risk for the sake of others. We pray for ourselves that we may make a spiritual journey through this Holy Week, in order that in our hearts and in our minds we may continue to celebrate our faith in a resurrected Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we join together in saying the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant, and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And so we pray for God's blessing. May the Father, who so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, bring us by faith to his life eternal. Amen. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep us steadfast as we walk with him the way of the cross. Amen. May the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set our minds on life and peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us and all those whom we love, this day and for evermore. Amen. To accompany this short service, there is also a voice recording of a sermon for Palm Sunday. This is available on our diocesan on our parish website, along with other resources for this Sunday and this Holy Week. The email that you need for this, the website address that you need for this, is St. Paul's Anglican Church, Athens. If you wish to send any prayer requests to me, please do so on anglican@otenet.gr. Thank you for taking part in this short service this morning.